But what I really hear is that pitch is the lead. It takes a long time for lead to do this. It kind of goes, ooh, is what it sounds like it makes out here when everyone hears it. Take the head, the pitch in your head before it actually comes out of your mouth. Ready? Good. Now you just get the baritone there right away. We're great. Do, do. Again, all.
Together. for you? Point of view. Who's singing this song and to whom and about what? Because you don't agree one iota as to who the character is that's speaking, to whom he is speaking, and about which he is speaking. You don't agree on that at all. So let's settle that one right now, please. Who are you? What are you singing about? And who are you singing to? There are no wrong answers, just as long as you agree on it. I don't care.
I picture it as a husband singing to his wife who's failing mentally, and it's without her ability to recognize their love for each other. And how she comes back at the end with a moment of lucidity that reminds them what a wonderful thing it is.
Anybody else?
In my picture is to my future wife as we go through learning each other.
You're not singing to a woman, you're singing about a woman. You're singing about a woman. Some of you still have it in your mind that you're singing about a girl who loves the ball. Get that movie image out of your mind. It will not sell to this audience. You don't have enough time, you don't have enough props, you don't have enough creativity to be able to do what it'll take to sell what the movie sold. So may I suggest to you that what you want to be doing is reaching in your own distant past and remembering a love affair that you had with a young lady who basically put you on the side and walked away. And you're reminiscing to somebody else. It could be a male, could be a female, could be your priest, could be your rabbi, it could be whatever you want it to be. But it is not being sung to a woman, it's being sung about a woman. A young woman who left you in the lurch. And I also suggest to you that less is more. This is a song where musical acuity and vocal passion will sell the song rather than a lot of extraneous this. Stand in. Get comfy. Stand in. Let that arms hang. Put the weight on the balls of the feet. Tell me the story in your eyes, in your heart. There's everything inside of you that says, I'm Burton, and maybe someday I can all be made right again. Okay? If you can do that, you can fix every other problem in that song.
Let's take it from the middle of the song to the end. Try to incorporate some of these thoughts and ideas. So the years went by.
So the years went by.
smiled at me and held me like she used to do. Can we go and she smiled at me? Okay, sure.
There are many ways that you can express from the heart without being artificial about it. Just sing the song, live the lyric. But remember, it's the texture. How many of you have ever heard, it's not what you say, it's the way that you say it. This is a perfect example. Absolutely perfect example. Everybody in the world is going to know that this guy got kicked to the curb, and he's hurt. So let us hurt with you. Let us buoy you at the end. Let us greet you with thunderous applause at the end of that part at the end. If you don't want dramatic applause in there, I want to remind you that to make that dramatic applause as effective as possible, do not breathe at the end of the first phrase, but breathe at the beginning of the second phrase to propel it. Some of you are sneaking breath into you. Don't do that. If you hold the breath over the pause, you keep the audience right there. They will not cough, they will not shuffle their teeth, Diggies won't cry, Democrats will talk to Republicans.